Refresh.
Hey, what's up, you guys? It's your boy, the Muffin Man, coming back at you again with another episode of Refresh Podcast, and a very special episode of Refresh Podcast, if I may add, for it is the first episode of 2022. Now, I've got a lot of explaining to do to tell you where exactly I've been. I have not uploaded since the beginning of August. So where have I been for the rest of the time being? Well, in the month of August, towards the end of it, my town where I lived in Louisiana was hit with a Category 5 hurricane, and it really just kind of turned everything upside down. I lived without power for 2 weeks, and then I ended up deciding to relocate to Tennessee to build a life with my girlfriend, who is now my fiance. So that's a little bit about what's been going on. And that's where I've been, but I am so excited to have my equipment back. I am so excited to come back and give you another piece of the gospel, another word that can penetrate the stoniness of our hearts and challenge us to live our lives for Jesus in such a greater way, right? So let's go ahead without further ado, and let's open up in prayer, and we're going to get this party started. Father, I just thank you so much for this time that we have. God, I thank you for the resources, and God, I thank you for every person that will stumble across this episode. God, I pray that this word would be an on-time word for those who hear it, that it would be something encouraging and challenging, that it would be something that would be convicting and that would help us to live lives that are better reflect you. God, we just love you and we thank you and we give you the highest praise in Jesus's name. Amen. So guys, today I want to talk to you about without reserve. Without reserve. And our church right now is reading through the book of Acts. And they're doing this during the month of January. And I was a little behind on my reading, you know. I allowed myself to talk myself into saying, oh, I want to just chill, you know, like it'll be okay, whatever. And I end up punking out on my reading. So, you know, today I was catching up. I was getting everything caught up. And I knew that I wanted to record podcasts. I've been wanting to for a while, but I just felt like I was stuck in this little box, you know. And, you know, I just didn't know exactly what I was speaking on yet today. And as I was reading, I came across this passage of scripture in Acts chapter 5 that I want to read with you today. I'm going to be reading in Acts chapter 5 verses 1 through 11. And it says, but a man named Ananias and his wife Sapphira, sold a piece of property and gave back some of the price for himself, with his wife full knowledge and bringing a portion of it. He laid it at the apostles' feet. But Peter said, Ananias, why has Satan filled your heart to lie to Holy Spirit and to keep back some of the price of the land? While it remained unsold, did it not remain your own? And after it was sold, was it not under your control? Why is it that you have conceived this deed in your heart? You have not lied to men, but to God. And as he heard these words, Ananias fell down and breathed his last, and great fear came over all who heard of it. The young men got up and covered him up, and after carrying him out, they buried him. Now there elapsed an interval about 3 hours, and his wife came in, not knowing what had happened. And Peter responded to her, tell me, whether you sold the land for such and such a price? And she said, yes, that was the price. Then Peter said to her, why is it that you have agreed together to put the Spirit of the Lord to the test? Behold, the feet of those who have buried your husband are at the door, and they have carried you out as well. And immediately she fell at his feet and breathed her last. And the young men came in and found her dead. And they carried her out and buried her beside her husband. And great fear came over the whole church and over all who heard of these things. Wow. So before reading, I had asked God to make what I had saw in these texts and in this scripture very plain. I didn't want to be confused about what I was reading. And boom, when this thing just fell open, I was like, man, This is good stuff. So let's dive deeper and let's see what's going on, right? So we see in verse 1, it says, but a man named Ananias with his wife Sapphira sold a piece of property and kept back some of the price for himself with his wife's full knowledge, and bringing a portion of it, he laid it at the apostles' feet. Now, you may be thinking, what's wrong with that? I mean, he sold what belonged to him and he kept some of the profit. I mean, what's the big deal, right? But see, there's one word that Acts 5 begins with, and it is the word but. And when we see but, it's one of those conditional words. So we have to go back and see what's going on in the passage beforehand, right? So in Acts chapter 4, verses 33 through 37, it says this, and with great power, the apostles were giving testimony to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and abundant grace was upon them all, for there was not a needy person among them. All who were owners of land or houses would sell them and bring the proceeds of the sales and lay them at the apostles' feet, and they would be distributed to each as they had needed. Now, Joseph, a Levite of the Cyprian birth, who was also called Barnabas by the apostles, which translated to means son of encouragement, and who owned a tract of land, he sold it and brought the money and laid it at the apostles' feet. So we see here in Acts 4, that these people were taking their personal possessions and they were selling them, and they were bringing the money to the apostles for a greater purpose than themselves. But back to Acts 5. So we see that Ananias and his wife, they're doing the same thing as these other people, but without the same level of devotion, without the same level of commitment. And you know what? I'm sure it was hard for the others to give up what they owned, as it served as a representation of status and security and power, but they were compelled by Holy Spirit. If you would just give me what you have to offer, give freely without complication, I will move on your behalf. And as Holy Spirit began to stir these things inside of them, they followed. They follow through with it, and they gave these things freely. But you see, this is very difficult for Ananias and his wife. They were okay with giving some of the profit that they sold, you know, from their possessions, but not all of it. And, you know, we can't really read this and think that we're any better than they are. I mean, we too tend to struggle with holding out on God. We're okay with giving him parts and giving him a percentage, but all of it? Are you serious, God? I don't know if I can do that. I need a plan B. I like having my hand on the wheel. I like being in control with allowing you to just have enough control to feel holy. Have you been there? Are you there right now? Is that something you can agree with? We see there's a greater consequence of this kind of mindset. Let's read on. In verses 3 through 5, it says, but Peter said, Ananias, why has Satan filled your heart to lie to the Holy Spirit and to keep back some of the price of the land? While it remained unsold, did it not remain your own? And after it was sold, was it not under your control? Why is it that you have conceived this deed in your heart? You have not lied to men, but to God. And as he heard these words, Ananias fell down and breathed his last, and great fear came over all who heard of it. Wow. So wait, you're saying that if I hold parts of myself on reserve that I'm going to die? Yes. I couldn't be more clear. Yes, you're going to die if you hold back parts of yourself. But listen, it may not be a death of the physical, but you're going to die in your mindset, your emotions, and your spiritual life. And I can honestly tell you that there was a time recently where I neglected time with God. And due to my ignorance, I faced some serious mental torment. The enemy constantly just took my mind and ran in a million different directions of all of these what-if scenarios that weren't even true, and I knew that they weren't true, but they were coming to pass because my mind was not protected, because I wasn't willing to give God the fullness of my time. And I want you to know that the enemy wastes no time to attack. We have to waste no time to give what Holy Spirit prompts us to give. Now listen, this podcast episode isn't solely based on money. If you're hearing this or reading along, then the scriptural reference talks about money. But I believe the depth of example here is about our obedience. Holy Spirit says, here's the altar. Bring this sacrifice and watch what I'm wanting to do in your life. Now, if you're convicted and for you, it is about giving money, then do it. Because I guarantee, friend, that you can never outgive God. Your blessing will come back in some shape or fashion. We see here that Ananias was disobedient. He knew God was calling his family to sell their property and give the profit. But instead, he came up with a plan that would benefit both sides. And that's why he died. His plan of benefiting himself gave birth to disobedience, which resulted in death for him. But it doesn't stop here. In verses 6 through 10, it says, the young man got up and covered him. And after carrying him out, they buried him. Now there elapsed an interval of about 3 hours, and his wife came in, not knowing what had happened. Now, when they say that, they're talking about her husband's death, not the giving. We see in previous scripture that she was fully aware that they were withholding some of their financial profit from the Lord. And so I just wanted to kind of throw that in there and help you, you know, not be confused in that part. And Peter responded to her saying, tell me whether you've sold the land for such and such price. She said, yes, that was the price. Then Peter said to her, why is it that you have agreed together to put the Spirit of the Lord to the test? Behold, the feet of those who buried your husband are at the door, and they will carry you out as well. And immediately she fell at his feet and breathed her last. And the young men came in and found her dead. And he carried her out and buried her beside her husband. The wife died too. She didn't escape the consequence of being aware of their reserve. And perhaps she could have tried to talk with her husband and convince him to choose obedience, but she went along with the beneficial idea. In the end, she too paid a price that cost more than a profit they made. Death. Now, I've been using the word reserve a lot. I mean, it's in the title of this podcast. I've used it a lot in the previous text, but let's read the definition together and see exactly the fullest depth of what this word reserve means. Now, reserve in the usage of a verb, which is the context that we're using it as, it says that it means to refrain from using or disposing of something, retain for future use. To put it away. To store it, to refrain from using it. God, I want you to have my life. God, I want you to have what you want from me. But let's just tuck this in the little back pocket of mine and use it in case you don't quite do things the way I want. Now, we don't fully say that out loud. What we say with our actions and with our lives, and naturally for us as people, we want to be in control. And when we're things are out of our control, and it's something that we can't necessarily change, and it brings us to that place where God wants to develop. This is a revelation that I had the other day, right? So oftentimes we tend to pray and we ask God to do these things in our lives, but what happens is God doesn't just straightforward give us those things necessarily, but He allows us to go through the journeys of life and the hardships of life. And He doesn't cause these bad things to happen, but He allows us to go through it to develop the very things in our life that we are asking for. So just like if you wanted muscles and you know, you would go to the gym and work hard for it. It's a relentless pursuit of wanting the things that you're asking for. You go through a journey and you don't quit. But, you know, there's times where we ask God to do stuff for us, and he doesn't necessarily come through the way that we want. So we resort to that plan B, the thing that we have reserved for in case of emergency. But, you know, it's that's such a dangerous place to be, is to have it in case of emergency. God has to be your first response, not your last resort, you know. I want to revisit something that Peter said in this passage. And he says it in verse 3. He says, "But Peter said, Ananias, why has Satan filled your heart to lie to Holy Spirit and to keep back some of the price of your land?" See, here we read about a physical land, but I want to ask you about the land that's inside of you, the land of your heart, the land of your mind, the land of your spiritual being, the kingdom that is inside of you, the place that every thought and word and action comes bursting out of. So here's what we do. We take this verse and we scratch out the name Ananias and we place our own names here. Jason, why has Satan filled your heart to lie to Holy Spirit and to keep back some of the price of the land? I want you to know something first and foremost. The price for the land that's inside of you is something that you can never fully pay for on your own. It was the blood of Jesus that paid for it for you. See, the price that he's talking about here is the price of your devotion. Are you going to be fully committed? Are you going to be fully devoted? Or are you going to be half-hearted? And we know that Jesus says that a kingdom divided against itself cannot stand. Guys, we have got to fully commit without reserve. Friend, don't let Satan fill your heart with lies and excuses to give Holy Spirit to avoid fully committing your life. Don't fall trap of giving your 80% or your 70% or your 40% or half of your focus, right? What does that giving look like? As I've said before, it's not totally financial, but it could be. Your actions and your words, your thoughts, your time, your circumstances, your future, and the things that you are fully unaware of. That's the things that God wants you to surrender and give to him, knowing that he's going to bring something far greater than anything that you can ever possibly build on your own. Lastly, verse 11 says this, "And great fear come over the whole church and over all who have heard these things. Thank you, Lord, that you have given us this example, that we don't have to be scared of the things that you have for us, God." For many who read this, they would say, "How can I serve a God who does these kind of things? I thought God was love. Why did he kill a man and a woman for their disobedience? Couldn't he have just said, 'I forgive you. It's okay. Just give me the money that you hid from me'?" Because I believe that this is a word and a warning for us today. That right now, at this moment, there's a lot of us giving God great parts of ourselves, but not the all parts of ourselves. There's a lot of us giving to God when it's beneficial for us, but we can care less about his plan and his kingdom and giving him glory. See, we exist. We exist to bring God glory. It's not the other way around. It's not that we do good things and God glorifies us in the eyes of others. No. It's not about that. It's not about being so good and having this amazing image in the eyes of the public. That's not what it's about. In fact, Christianity is ugly sometimes. Christianity isn't pretty. It's a lot of it's dealing with a lot of heartache and dealing with a lot of turmoil and trial. But the beauty of it is that we have a gracious Father who was willing to give up part of himself to walk through it with us, to pave the way before us. And if we follow that way that he has paved, that we can reach a place of eternal life forever. See, the result of holding back ends in death. The result of allowing yourself to give God parts of yourself and not the fullness of yourself ends in death. But I don't know about you, but I want life. And I want you to want life. And not only life on planet Earth, but eternal life.
Enliven your thoughts, and enliven your spiritual man, and enliven your emotions. Friend, today, I challenge you to give without reserve. To give without taking parts of yourself and parts of your heart and the profit of your devotion and devoting it in other places in case God doesn't come through. I challenge you to abandon all of those ships, abandon all of those bridges, burn all of those bridges, cut all of those ties, and fully rely on the only true, dependable source that there is. And that being King Jesus. Let's pray. Father, I just thank you so much for such an incredible word. God, I thank you that this word has come to correct us, that this word has come to challenge us, that this word has come to bring a warning for us, that if we continue to devote only parts of ourselves and not the fullness of ourselves, that we will face death on every scale possible. God, we do not want to fall short of your glorious standard. God, we don't want to fall short of your eternal life. So God, I just ask for forgiveness. God, we ask for forgiveness. We repent and ask that you would see us, Lord, that you would not turn your face from us, but that you would pour out your spirit upon us, that you would ignite fires inside of our hearts, God, that we can give the fullness of our devotion to you without any ounce of reserve. God, that we can sell the lands and the properties and the things that have our attention to you and not hold any parts back. God, that we can give the fullness of that profit of our devotion and just throw it at your feet, that you can use it for a greater purpose. God, we love you so much and we give you the highest praise because there is no one like you in all of this earth, Lord. Father, we thank you and we praise you so much. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Guys, thank you so, so much for joining me for another episode of Refresh Podcast. Thank you to those who have listened faithfully in my absence. I am back. I am ready to bring the gospel to your ears, to equip you with this word so that you can go out and share with others the things that you're learning in your time of reading, the times that we are discussing together, and that the Lord will just use it and multiply it for his glory. This isn't about me. I am just merely privileged to be the host and the instrument that God's using for this, but this is simply to bring him glory. This has been your boy, the Muffin Man, with another episode of Refresh Podcast, where Christ goes before us so we can bring you another refreshing word. I love you so much, friend. I cannot wait to be back with you again on another episode, but until then, take it easy. Don't be cheesy. Have a good day, and God bless.